Yeah.
Well, if it is a tornado and if it is a hurricane, then it's New Collins.
Do you make a distinction between hurricane and tornado or not? Or do you?
Well, I would probably say the hurricane, that's what I would probably say.
But a hurricane does come on land too, right?
Yeah, it comes on land, but it's on shore.
Okay.
It causes, like, bad storms. And then, like, I remember when the hurricane came in beginning of the summer, it was bad.
Okay. What, if you had a storm that is followed by freezing temperatures, what do you call that?
Storm that's followed by freezing
temperatures. Maybe it has freezing temperature with it. It's not exactly rain, but it's...
Ice storm.
Ice storm, okay. All right, is there another term you might call it for... If it's not icing, though, what is it?
It's
not raining, but it's...
Hailing. Sleet comes in the winter and hails in the summer.
Okay, is that the difference?
Well, not in the summer, but yeah.
Is that the difference between sleet and hail?
Sleet and hail, yeah.
Hails in the summer?
Well, not necessarily in the summer. One is caused by the cold weather. Well, they're both caused by the cold weather. But I mean, one's in the cold... Hail can come in any of the time.
Okay.
I'm from the South, we don't have much.
What do you call a person that puts out the fire again?
Okay, they have all these stupid things. Now they're called firefighters because they don't want to do any of those.
What do you call them normally?
I probably now call them firefighters. But
what other
firemen,
terms are there?
Firemen.
Any other terms you can think of?
That's it.
Maybe negative terms as well as positive terms? Or?
Negative terms? I don't have anything against firemen.
What about the people who come in squad cars?
Those that could have negative terms.
What are they called?
Cops.
What are they?
Cops, fuzz, pigs, let's see.
You call them normally a cop?
Yeah, I say, oh God, here comes a cop. Yeah.
What are their names?
Black and white.
Policemen?
Yeah, policemen.
Any other negative nerves?
No, I can't remember.
Oh, through the gauntlet, huh? Place where the, those people all stay is what, before they get their call to come out? The building that they...
Oh, they're in the station.
Okay, just police the station. Police. What about the...
Fire station.
Firefighters, okay. A person arrested for drunkenness, where would he spend the night?
Jail.
Okay. What about the different kinds of jails or terms? I mean, if a jail is what? Is that in a city? Is that in a county? Is that a...
Okay. I know. Prison would be probably off... Well, I mean, it'd be like with the hard criminal.
Okay.
Jail is in the city, like for, you know, drunken drivers or temporary before they get to prison. So.
Any other terms besides prison and jail?
Well, jailhouse is the same.
Okay. What about when a person's drunk? Is there a particular section inside the jail they sometimes are placed in?
I don't know. That, I don't know. Okay. My goodness.
What does a policeman carry for protection?
A gun,
Now, the other thing you started talking about was you said that, policemen also carry what, you sort of say, besides a gun?
A club.
A club? What are the names once you have a club?
Club. Stick. That's about it. They have, like, handcuffs.
What's the difference between a club and a stick, did you say?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing? You, what about, blackjack? Do you ever hear that term?
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear the term sap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about nightstick?
I mean, I've never heard the term, but I'm sure that I can understand what it means.
No, it's fine. What kinds of people are habitually arrested by police?
People are habitually arrested by